From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, February 10th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that staff members of the State Commission of Corrections warned Greene County officials on Wednesday, February the 8th, not to underbill the proposed new county jail. More than 40 people of the public attended the workshop meeting held by the county legislature with commission members. Terry Moran and the commission's Capital Region Supervisor said some members of the commission have attended meetings and provided assistance for the Greene County project for 2 years. The state provides technical assistance to counties that are either in the process of building or thinking about building, Moran said. He dubbed deciding on the size of the new jail, and I quote, the $64 million question, end quote. Underbuilding is a risky move and has been a problem statewide for decades, he said. Moran said, and I quote, we're not going to tell you how big to build. We will certainly inform if we feel that the numbers are too low. It's a roll of the dice when you underbill, end quote. During the meeting, critics blasted the scale of the project, objecting to the associated cost. Scott Myers of Catskills said the current jail can be repaired. He also argued that at $90 million, the project is cost prohibitive. The Daily Mail has reported the estimated cost of building a new facility in Coxsackie to be $52 million. County Administrator Sean Groden said the current jail will close if nothing is done, and the cost to board out prisoners would be in excess of $2.4 million a year. He said the state was very specific, and I quote, that if we do nothing, then they will close the existing jail, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia County Department of Social Service Commissioner Carrie Jablanka announced his retirement on Thursday, February the 9th. His retirement is effective immediately. The announcement was made in a written statement released by the County Board of Supervisors. Jablanka was arrested on December 28th and charged with driving while intoxicated after the car he was driving went into a ditch. Board of Supervisors Chairman Matt Murrell does not know if Jablanka's retirement is a result of the incident. Murrell said, and I quote, I don't know about that. I don't know if he, Jablanka, was ready to retire. He had a long career, and I think he decided it was a good time to retire, end quote. Murrell said Jablanka made the decision on his own. Jablanka, 70, of Chatham, was appointed in 2014 and after serving as deputy commissioner and acting commissioner. Before taking the helm at DSS, Jablanka served as the administrator for the Columbia County Office for the Aging. Robert Gibson, who serves as counsel to the commissioner, will serve as acting commissioner until the position is filled. A search to fill the position will begin immediately. Murrell said, and I quote, Commissioner Jablanka's leadership and passion will be greatly missed by all he came in contact with. Columbia County wishes him well in his retirement, end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Patricia Doxey is reporting in the Daily Freeman that health officials have announced the current flu season could be one of the worst in years. The U.S. Centers for Disease and Control Prevention defines flu season as October through April, but it can continue into May. February is considered the peak month. Diane Wilden reports in the Columbia paper that flu activity in Columbia County remains widespread, according to reports from the New York State Department of Health. An infectious disease specialist affiliated with Columbia Memorial Health told the Columbia paper that the flu arrived late this season, but now, and I quote, we have got it in buckets, end quote. As of December 31st, the County Department of Health has administered 925 flu shots. County Department of Health Public Health Director Jack Mabb said there is still time to get vaccinated, and I quote, as the flu will most likely stay widespread for a while, end quote. In Ulster County, there have been 421 confirmed cases so far, compared to 384 cases confirmed during the entire 2015-16 flu season. Flu symptoms come on suddenly and include fever, aches and pains, coughs and fatigue. You can read more in the Daily Freeman and the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential, and on February the 8th, New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman outlined new early voting legislation. Schneiderman said in a statement, and I quote, any law that makes it easier to vote is a good law. Any law that makes it harder to vote is a bad law. New York has long been a bastion of democracy, but our state's current system of registration and voting is an affront to that legacy. A spokesman for Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "These are many of the same reforms the governor has long advanced and fought to pass into law. We welcome the additional support in our collective efforts to enact our democracy agenda and once and for all break down artificial barriers that discourage New Yorkers from taking part in the process," end quote. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that State Senator Tony Avella, Democrat of Queens, used the biggest snow day of the year so far to re-propose legislation that would make it a crime if you don't clear the snow off your car. Cars driving with snow on them could face a $75 fine, like in New Jersey and Connecticut. The bill has been introduced without action the last two legislative sessions and does not have an assembly sponsor yet this year. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Melanie Lekachevic is reporting in the Ravenna News Herald that the Department of Environmental Conservation spoke about plans for the Louise E. Kerr Wildlife Management Area at a January 31st meeting in Coyman's Hollow. A full crowd heard about controlled fires over the next 10 years on the 188 acres to restore the pitch pine oak at the Health Rock Summit. Celinda Brandon, a DEC biologist, said, "Because of decades of fire suppression, and I quote, this area is threatened," end quote. Brandon said the plan would aid populations of ruffed grouse, wild turkey, white-tailed deer, fur barriers, and several birds of prey. Brandon also said the DEC is very careful with fire. She said, and I quote, "We will have every safety measure we can in place," end quote, including fire lines and water along the perimeter. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald. WNYT-TV in Albany reports that the town of Bethlehem in Albany County voted on February 8th to remain a so-called sanctuary city in the face of a threat of funding cuts from the President of the United States. Over 150 showed up at the meeting, most speaking in support of the measure, according to the WNYT report. One speaker at the town meeting, Zachary Barak, said, and I quote, "My question to the people who are so opposed to this is, would you rather an undocumented immigrant report a crime or prevent a crime?" End quote. Town board member Giles Wagoner voted against the resolution, said he did not prefer the term, quote, "sanctuary," end quote, and the possible loss of funds for the town of Bethlehem. You can read that full story at the WNYT website. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of snow showers before 11 a.m., then a slight chance of snow showers after 5 p.m. today. It will be partly sunny with a high near 25 degrees. Wind chill values could be as low as minus 4 degrees. Friday night, light snow mainly after 5 a.m., with a temperature low around 19 degrees. New snow accumulations of 1 to 3 inches are possible. Forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 39 degrees. Saturday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 7 p.m., then a chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 28. And on Sunday, snow is likely before 1 p.m., then rain and snow between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., then rain, snow, and sleet after 4 p.m. The temperature high on Sunday will be 36 degrees. For Sunday night, snow and sleet becoming all snow after 7 p.m. with a temperature low around 29 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:56 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:22 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 10th day of February, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.